Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. So, first of all, I just want to go ahead and say congratulations to the Eagles. Seems like that's the thing that we're doing today because there was a Super Bowl yesterday, and that's how we did it. The Eagles beat the Pats, so whoever you're rooting for, I hope that that worked out for you. And if your team didn't win, I'm sorry for that. There were some commercials on that popping yesterday, but I don't really necessarily feel like all of them were really good. But you want to know which one was really good? Okay. There is a commercial with Busta Rhymes and Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage is Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones. And Busta Rhymes is, I believe, singing his song. I want to say it's Fire. It might be. I'm not sure. Can't tell you. But he's Busta Rhymes. He's bussing, as usual. No pun intended. He's bussing. And he's spitting the song, right? And Peter Dinklage is lip singing the Busta Rhymes song, like, perfectly concise. It's an immaculate performance. And Peter Dinklage is like rapping and moving like a rapper. It was great. It was incredible. It was really, really good. And as Peter Dinklage is rapping, he looks to like the side when Busta Rhymes has like these parts where he stops. And then Busta Rhymes will like do an ad lib on like a picture as though he's someone that's in a frame of a picture. Then Peter Dinklage continues to rap and walk down this hallway. It's great. Then the commercial ends as we think it ends. Well, we think it's over, but it's not. Morgan Freeman does the same thing, but he starts rapping. He's rapping a Missy Elliott song, and it's just not as good. It's just not as good. And I can see how I feel like the execs were like, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to open with Tyrion Lannister, Peter Dinklage, and then we're going to shut up down with Morgan Freeman. That's what we'll do. We'll shut it down. We'll shut it down with Morgan Freeman. We'll shut it down because Morgan Freeman's good for everything, right? We'll just shut it down with that. But after watching the commercial and then Morgan Freeman popped up, I was like, why? Like, I could see if they opened with Morgan Freeman, but to have Peter Dinklage have, I don't know, Morgan Freeman couldn't follow him. He just couldn't follow him. And you know what's so cold, right? Morgan Freeman can do anything. He can do anything, any voice, anything. He can rock climb. He could probably do archery. He could probably win a Super Bowl. Morgan Freeman can do anything, but that though, he can't do the lip syncing over rappers. It just doesn't quite work. I think he might be. I don't ever think Morgan Freeman's too old for something, but I just think that might just not be something that Morgan Freeman can hang with. That's probably just not his thing. So, I mean, whoever made that commercial, congratulations on half of it being good. I mean, I feel like it was a good commercial. I'll watch it again, but without the Morgan Freeman part, because Morgan Freeman trying to like lip sync over Missy Elliott, it's not working for me, dude. It's going to be a no for me, dog. It's going to be a no for me. So with that, we move on. I've got to give you guys a heads up. So I used to tell you the last, I believe, television show I told you guys about was The Naked Show that's over in Europe where, you know, you choose somebody based on their body parts or whatnot, you know, naked dating or whatever. Well, not naked dating. What's it called? Can you get the name for me? That'd be great. So I told you guys about that show where they pick each other's body parts, and that's basically how they date. And first you start off with someone's feet, then moves up to their knees, and it moves up to their genitalia, and then it moves up to their chest area, then it goes to their face. But you eliminate people as the show goes on. I told you guys about that show, and I thought it was kind of cool. I don't think they can handle that over here. They can't really handle that over here in the U.S. Probably not going to do it. It's never going to happen. But then I saw a show that might be a little intriguing you guys as well. This is something that they can handle in the U.S. because these are just the type of silly things that we do. They have this show. It's called Love After Lockup. So these people, it's a reality show where these people that are in relationships with people that are in prison, they get followed around by a camera crew. Similar to, like, I don't know if you guys ever seen 90 Day Fiancé, where they follow a couple around, like one's going to come from overseas, they're going to get married. Or have you ever seen Wife Swap, anything like that, Family Swap, whatever. They're following these people around. And at first when I heard it, I was like, I don't know if that's something I want to watch. It sounds kind of corny. But what I found out was that they got these massive mixtures of couples, right? They have some people who have been in jail for a while and they found each other as pen pals. Then some people who were like dating for a couple days and the person got locked up and they stay together. And they're following these people around and they got to get out and they're going to get married. And it's the show is bananas. For example, they've got this one. They got this one young lady on there. She was dating this guy for like 30 days, give or take, about a month or so. And dating this guy for a month or whatever. And he went to jail for like assault. He went to jail for 6 years. 6 years. And then he got out. And like now they're following them around. What? Wait. Just in case we're not clear, I got to give you guys some more details. They weren't married. They don't have any kids together. They were dating for a month and then he got locked up and they've been together for 6 years. Now he's out and now he's at like this halfway house thing and they got to like make things work. What? Well, and it's crazy, right? Because the way that you have the show set up, it's this thing where like not everyone's path is the same. So not, you don't know everything about all the couples yet. Like this couple, this guy just got out and now we're finding out about them. But how do you meet someone and be with them for 30 days? And then you're like, you know what? I love you so much. I'm just going to rock this for 6 years while you're in jail. Really? Really? 6 years? Right. How good are the 30 days where you just dedicate six more? Right. How good are the 30 days where you dedicate, what's 6 times 12? Do we know? Is it 74? Is it, I think it's 74. No, it's not. Can it be 74? I don't know. 6 times 12 might be 74, but, or it might be 84. I'm not sure, but I know this though. It is, wait, 6. It's 84. So you're telling me that those 30 days were so good. You're like, you know what? After this 1 month and you're getting locked up, I want to give you 84 more months and not seeing you. Like, really? Then I got this other couple, right? I got this couple. And it's this guy, he's from LA. He's been in jail for 18 years. And this woman who found him, she lives in Utah. She became his pen pal. And she's from the Mormon church. And she decided that she wanted to just start checking out pen pals online. So she starts like dating this guy that's in jail. He gets out. She drives from Utah all the way to Cali to go get him and brings him home. But that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Cause it's only been 4 episodes, right? There's only been 4 episodes. And so we're just getting into it, you know? And it's interesting because she popped in the car. She went and bought him a car, drove to LA to get him. And they've already got this drama. Cause she goes, picks the guy up and they're going to go get the car washed. Right. They go to go get the car washed. And the most awkward car wash insecure exchange I've ever seen ever happens. And I'll tell you about it as soon as I get back. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're going to love this, though. Hold on.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented by your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So I was telling you guys about the show that's called Love After Lockup, right? Okay. So the lady drives from Utah to go get this guy after he gets out in LA. Okay. They go to get the car wash. The car wash woman says, "What kind of car wash do you want?" The guy says, "Oh, we'll take the works." She says, "Okay, we'll get you guys the works." The woman who's like in love with this guy is like, hey, excuse me, he has a fiance, we're engaged. And the guy's like, that's awkward. She's like, "No, but you're over here talking about you want the works from her." And he's like, "That's what it says on the board, though." She's like, "No, I know what you mean by the works." From then on, I was hooked. That's the beginning of the first episode. Off the rip, right? Off the rip. And that's why I was so intrigued by this, right? Because if off the rip, I'm sorry. Let me not say off the rip so much. Some of you may not know what that means. If from the jump, from the beginning, from the start, from Jump Street, whatever, one of those synonyms. If you're that insecure, I see why you went and found a pen pal that's in jail, right? Because I heard you saw the works. And here's the thing, guys. I saw this part of the show and then I rewinded it just to find out if the guy said it in a way where there was an innuendo there. I went to go back and check because I know sometimes our species, whether it be men or women, we could say little things like, you know, little small The Office jokes like that's what she said type of thing, or that's what he said, you know. So I wanted to rewind it to find out if this woman had credibility to just be randomly insecure by this guy who has been in jail for 18 years around no woman. And no, I played it twice. I was like, no, he didn't say, he just asked for the car wash. So I'm like, okay, wow, the guy's been in jail 18 years. You go find the guy in jail that's been in jail for 18 years. You remove him from jail and you're already insecure. Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Then they go to the car wash and there's a camera in the car and the guy just takes his shirt off in the car and starts kissing on the woman. And she's like, "Oh my God, you're going to get me kicked out of the church. Stop, stop, stop." She takes the guy's shirt and puts it over the camera that's in the car. We don't know what happens in the car wash. They go to eat somewhere. They go somewhere to go eat or whatever, right? He's having a welcome home party by his friends. He's been in jail 18 years. Welcome home party. They're eating wine, drinking cheese. I'm sorry. Eating cheese, drinking wine. And the woman's like, "Hey, you told me I'm never going to have to deal with your baby mama, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, never. You'll never have to deal with her, blah, blah, blah." His daughter decides to surprise him because his daughter wasn't going to make it. His daughter pops up. So does the baby mama. And the woman leaves. The woman says, "You said I would never have to deal with her." And What do you mean deal with her? Like, she has a kid. I have a kid by her. They weren't even doing anything. So her level of insecurity is you know what's so, you know what's so interesting is that the guilty pleasure of mine is just an immense amount of drama. I'm so sorry. It's so messy, but I'm so involved. This is why. I'm gonna get back to the show, but I just want to give you guys a heads up. This is why, when it comes to these shows, like, I had to stop watching Love and Hip Hop because it's too much of an act. There's too many people like trying to get famous on that show. On this show and on Love and on 90 Day Fiancé, people are just trying to survive and be in love. And it's such a mess that for some reason we can't stop watching it. I don't want to say it's a train wreck, but it's something like it. The lady leaves the guy at the restaurant. He finds her and then runs up on her. Like, "Hey, what are you?" She said, "Get out of my face." He said, "What are you going to do?" She said, "Are you threatening me?" And I'm like, dude, in my mind, I'm like, dude, you just got out of prison like 72 hours ago and you're like bumping chests with this woman that you're supposed to be in love with. Oh my God. Oh my God. Show is incredible. One more for you guys. There's this guy. He's like 60 and he finds this woman as a pen pal who is 39. And don't get me wrong. She's not, I'm going to say this. She's not bad looking. She's very easy to look at. Based on the pictures that they show of her, it seems like she may send a lot of these pictures out. This guy said to her, "You know what? At one point," he's doing his interview with the people, with the producers. "Like, at one point, I thought I was a trick because she told me she had a bunch of tricks. But then after we started to get along a lot and started, like, you know, we started vibing and we had a connection, she told me that I'm no longer a trick. I'm the only one." Okay. So He's out. He has to send her some clothes or whatever. I don't really know what type of prison she's in. Oh, I'm sorry. They weren't clothes he was sending. He had to buy her some clothes that when she gets out, she can come move in with him. Mind you, she's been in jail for 9 years for bribery and lying or something like that. Right? I'm sorry. Lying is not a felony, but some type of level of lying. Not sure. She's out. He's out shopping with his friend. And his friend is like, how much money have you sent her? And he's like, over the last 4 years. She's like, yeah. He's like, 20 grand. She's like, what does she do in jail with 20 grand? He's like, I don't know. She needs it. So I just send it to her. Oh, my God. So she's supposed to get out, right? And there's this thing that happens with these people where you'll have, I found this out on the show because people were like scared they were going to get stood up. I found this out that there's people that you'll find a pen pal in jail or whatever, and then you'll get conned and they'll have you send them a whole bunch of money. They'll give you a release date of when they're going to get out, but they actually got out like a week ago, and now you're just left high and dry, just chilling. So he's told that she's like, I'm going to get out or whatever this day. He drives 5 hours to Oxnard, somewhere in Oxnard. I don't know. So I'm going to assume that since he's from California, I'm assuming he came from the Bay Area. He drove 5 hours, gets down there. And she said, the warden says, oh no, she's not getting out today. He's like, what? What do you mean? He's like, can you check a computer or something? He's like, no, she's not on the list to get out today. He's just not on the list. The guy's like, oh my God, she played me. Oh my God, I don't know what to do. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He pulls over. He starts throwing up in this orchard. It's ridiculous. He's losing his mind. He's like, she played me. I can't believe she played me. I can't believe this happened to me. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And she calls, babe, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't know what's going on. Nobody will tell me anything. La, 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 la. No one will tell me anything. I'm not sure what's happening. And not one time is he like, are you getting out today? Or like, I just drove 5 hours. Instantly, she just has him back on his finger like, I don't know, babe. I just wish I could hold you. I don't know what's going on. No one will tell me anything. And he's like, okay, well, we'll get it figured out. And then just drives 5 hours back home. So he's been sending this woman $20,000 and doesn't know when she's going to get out of jail, buying her clothes, and she's just living her life in jail, having a great time. The show's great, whole bunch of drama. There's some other relationships I could tell you guys about, but I don't want to give it all away. There's some other ones where, whoa. This one girl, she got hemmed up, locked up for selling heroin for 5 years. The guy started pen-palling her. His parents are both police officers, and he hasn't told them who he's been dating. His plan is to just pop up and then just introduce her and say what she's in for. I mean, just say what she's done. He doesn't want them to judge her based on her background. So he's going to introduce them to her first, then say she went to prison. Really, dude? Really? You think that's a good idea? You're just going to set her up like that? Because you know what? It's going to be great. I would just appreciate it if when you guys get some time, you guys will watch the show. Because I think it's solid. I think it's great. With that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to tell you guys about Snake Day at school. Did you know there was a Snake Day? Me neither. Hang in there. Be right back. Whatever you do, if there's a cage anywhere near you where there used to be a snake, if the snake isn't in that cage, I need you to leave whatever building that you're in, because that's kind of what happened at this school where a snake shut a whole school down. Now, let me give you guys a little bit more of this. Let me give you guys a little bit more. I don't really know. I never was involved in like a school lockdown or everyone having to go home, or never was involved in anything like that. No active shootings, no snow day, nothing caught on fire. Never really had those kind of days. Didn't have those. But I always thought that if one would happen, then it might be something like, hey, you know, an active shooter or something scary, something crazy, stuff falling out of the sky. Who knows? I don't know. Some type of airplane, something crazy. I never thought that it would be for a snake. And I didn't know that they shut schools down for snakes. But I do have a theory as to why this may have happened. And you may find it interesting, because I'm not going to go too far into it. But I got a theory as to why this whole loose snake, air quotes, happened, air quote. Be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Now, tell you guys a little bit earlier about that show I saw called Love After Lockup, when the people get out of jail and they meet these pen pals they've been dealing with forever, or someone's just been in a relationship for 6 years and then they're like, that person gets out of jail and they have to continue the relationship. It's a great show. You should see it. You got to check it out. Now, I was telling you guys about Snake Day. What happened at this school was a 9-foot, 40-pound snake out of a cage. I don't even know why. Well, I know why the snake was there, but I don't know why it's there. The reason why it was there was because there was a biology teacher that adopted this snake. I don't know how you adopt it. And she put it in a cage, and then she retired and just left it there for the school. Apparently, so the school just wanted the snake. I don't know. I don't even know what they're even feeding that snake. I'm not sure. For it to be that big, 40 pounds. You know how much 40 pounds is? Okay, now if you work out or if you don't work, if you work out, that's a plate. I mean, a plate's 45, but let's just round up a little bit, right? That's a plate. Can you imagine something like being as heavy as a plate and being 9 feet? I mean, at first when I was like, snake day, there's a loose snake in the school. That's stupid. Like, oh, why do you have to shut down the school for this snake? That's silly. I had no idea the level of largeness that this snake was involved with. I'd have shut down the school, too. I'd have shut down the city. That's a massive snake. Everyone's seen the movie Anaconda 4 or 5 times, a couple times here and there. I mean, I've seen a huge snake. But 9 feet? 9 feet? 40 pounds? That doesn't even make any sense. Apparently, they found that the snake was missing because the snake just wasn't in the cage, and the cage was broken. The lever was broke. It was broken. Now, I'm under the impression that, okay, you know how there's been like a myth where, not a myth, that happens on television. Someone doesn't want to take a test, say like pull the fire alarm so everyone can like leave the school for like a few minutes. They can regroup. I feel like a teacher was like, I really have to go. I really can't do this today. A teacher was like, I can't do this today. This isn't happening for me. I can't be here. We're not doing this today. I can't. And then they went into the snake room and was like, you know, it's about that time. And this teacher went in there and just opened the cage a little bit, and the snake left. The snake just left. They shut the school down, got all the kids out of the school, and they had to break up the ceramic tile to find out where the snake was at. The snake was found wrapped around a bunch of pipes or whatever. Now, I just want to know, back in my day when I was in school, we had like hall monitors, right? We had hall monitors. And I just want to know, like, was there a hall monitor, someone that saw this snake and just ran away? Because how do you misplace a 9-foot, 40-pound snake? I understand if the snake is willy-nilly moving around, like during the nighttime. Let's say he got it at night, I guess. Well, let's say that. I mean, I get it. But during the daytime, to the point where you guys had to evacuate the school, that means the snake was there in the morning. And then later on in the day, he wasn't there. Nobody noticed he was just missing. Nobody saw him just walking around. Like, he's not a mouse. He's not an ant. He's not even a rabbit. He's a whole snake. Apparently, he's 9 feet, which means it takes him a while to get places. I don't know how this snake escaped and nobody knew. That's why I think it was a setup. I think one of the teachers was having a bad day. They were hungover, couldn't handle it. Was like, you know what? We're not good. There's no way, dude. There's no way today. I'm going to the snake room. And then let the whole snake out. Just let him out. Let him out completely. So I'm glad no one got hurt. I never heard of snake day. I never heard of you locking down a school for a snake day situation. But I'm just happy that nobody got hurt. And it seems like everyone's happy about it. You guys want to know about someone that's unhappy? A gentleman was arrested for just smashing cars in Dallas with a sledgehammer. He went to a police office, not in the actual police department, but like a satellite building where they give people where they process people for like misdemeanors and small petty crimes. He began to smash cars in the parking lot with a sledgehammer. Now, there's no more information other than that. That's all I have for you. But I want to let you know this. You got to be careful who you mess with. You have to be careful. You got to, because for there not to be any information in here, like, I think he just lost it, because he was smashing multiple cars with a sledgehammer. He didn't go there and just start keying cars. He didn't leave dirty notes on them, which I feel like would be more entertaining and then get you in less trouble. Honestly, like, if you're gonna go and mess with people's cars, I think you'd be better off just leaving funny, weird notes rather than smashing a bunch of cars with a sledgehammer. I want to know who made him mad. I want to know what he was charged with, because to be that mad that you go to a police satellite building or whatever, to be that mad that you go there and smash multiple cars, you have to be in some type of trouble that doesn't match that, right? Like, so, you know, you didn't get like a parking ticket and you went down there and did that. Right. The parking ticket's what, like $60? Maybe you live in L.A. It's $900. I don't know. Maybe you live in the city. You got to take out a mortgage to pay your parking ticket. Who knows? But it can't be worth destroying multiple cars and totaling them with your sledgehammer. So he must have been a level of livid that couldn't have been measured. An immeasurable amount. I hope that I'm never that mad. I hope that I am never that mad. Let me give you guys the best history for today. Japanese samurais disemboweled themselves with a sword when in danger of being captured. And you know what? That's dedication. Because I feel like if you're in fear of being captured as like a spy, because I was a spy. I'm not a spy, but I saw it on TV where you're in fear of being captured, so you take the cyanide pill and then you die or whatever. Have a seizure and you die. But you take a cyanide pill and you're okay. That's the end of it. But, and I feel like if that's in your mouth, you just eat it and you could go live your life, then you're good, right? Like, that's it. Versus, I mean, and you just pop it and maybe you change your mind. Like, oh my God, I didn't want to do that. Oh my God. But it's too late. But a whole sword, disembowelment with a sword, you got to be dedicated. You have to be like, I'd really be like, you know what? I'm gonna just let them capture me, and maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe we can just talk about it. Maybe when they catch me, I can say, hey, you guys know what? I'm a samurai, but there's no reason that like this needs to go any further than what it already is. You know what I mean? Like, we should be able to work this out together. But you guys want to talk about it? Can we all talk? Let's just get together and have a good talk. No? Oh man, I guess I should have disemboweled myself. So, more power to that dedication and loyalty, because I'm not cutting my stomach open for nobody. It's not gonna happen. Not going to happen. With that, I want to thank you guys for joining me for another Weird News episode on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. This has been your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Live long, prosper, and watch for potholes.